感谢主，各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Thank God and may peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
主的恩典带领住我们，让我们有机会在这边一起来学习道理。
By the grace of God, He has led us here so that we can diligently study His Word.
这一次小弟要跟我们大家学习的主题是主耶稣的生平跟教训。
And the topic I'd like to share with all of you today is the life and the teachings of our Lord Jesus.
我们讲义里面给我们两份资料。
In the notes, we have two sets of material.
就是在这个 B 的地方啊，有一个 1 and 2 哈。
So if you look at the page number, that you'll see a B1 and 2. 好。
B2 是，B1 是本来过去梁传道跟我们讲的主耶稣的教训的资料。
So B1 is what Pastor Liang has taught previously on this topic.
我的资料是 B2.
And the notes I have written up are labeled as B2.
所以我们白天上课的时候，我先讲 B2， 再讲 B1。
So when we have class in the daytime, we will talk about B2 first, and then we will talk about B1.
我们有五个晚上的机会。
There are five class opportunities at night.
因为有福恩教会的弟兄姊妹，他们也会来参加。
And the brothers and sisters of Ballin Park Church will also be attending these evening sessions.
所以这五个晚上，我就专门讲登山宝训。就是主耶稣在山上的宝训，马太福音五章到第七章。
The evening sessions we will be talking about the Sermon on the Mount and the Beatitudes.
所以白天我们就按照这个讲义来讲。
And so during the daytime will be the lectures will be conducted according to these notes.
所以我们先看到 B2 的地方。
So please turn to the notes section labeled B2.
先来介绍主耶稣的生平。
And first we're going to talk about Jesus and his status.
主耶稣是我们信仰的中心。
Jesus is the center of our faith.
因为他是人类唯一的救主。
Because he is the only savior of mankind.
除了他以外啊，人类没有第二条得救的道路。
Besides Jesus Christ, there is no other way that a person can be saved.
虽然世界上有很多的教主啊，教人家一些伦理道德。
And even though there may be many philosophers and such people on the world.
但是救主只有一位，就是耶稣基督。
But there is only one Savior, and that is Jesus Christ.
我们每一个人对耶稣基督啊，他应当有清楚的认识跟了解。
And so each one of us should have a very clear understanding of who Jesus Christ is.
因为这个跟我们的信仰跟将来的福分有直接关系。
Because his understanding has everything to do with our faith and our salvation.
主耶稣在传道里的时候，很多人跟随他。
While Jesus was preaching, many people followed him.
因为耶稣会行神迹，会变饼给他们吃。
Because Jesus could perform miracles and he could provide them with bread.
但是耶稣后来开始讲一些深奥的道理，很多人就离开了。
But once Jesus started talking about the deeper scriptures, many people left him.
甚至犹太的一些官长啊、祭司长，他们把耶稣钉在十字架上。
And it got to the point that some of the teachers of the law and the Pharisees would nail him to the cross.
因为他们凭着肉体呀、凭着肉眼就看出了耶稣基督。
Because they viewed Jesus Christ through their eyes of flesh, and they did not understand him.
所以当众人离开主的时候，主耶稣问门徒。
So when the vast multitude had left Jesus, he asked his disciples.
你们是不是也要像众人一样离开我呢？
Will you be leaving me as the others?
彼得说啊，主啊，你有永生之道，我们离开你要去跟从谁？
Peter said, Lord, you have the truth. If we left you, where will we go?
保罗蒙主耶稣选召以后啊，为着传福音受很多苦。
After Paul was converted to Christianity, he suffered much for the Lord.
他说好几次被打，每一次就是四十下减一下。
And every time he was beaten, he would be beaten 40 times minus 1.
因为他是罗马公民啊，所以被打的时候不能够超过40下。
Because he was a Roman citizen, and as a Roman citizen, he was not to be beaten more than 40 times.
他每一次被打39下。
And so each time he was beaten, he was hit 39 times.
好几次被下监。
And he was jailed very frequently.
你说遇到海浪的危险。
And he also had to deal with the dangers of traveling on the sea. 遇到盗
贼的危险。盗贼。土匪。
And he also had to sustain the dangers from robbers.
啊，最后还为主耶稣殉道。
And finally, he still continued to testify for the Lord Jesus.
但是保罗说啊，无论是生也好，死也好。
But Paul said, whether life or death.
不管是饥饿，或者是患难逼迫。
Or hunger, or starvation, or destruction.
都没有一样事情可以让我跟耶稣基督的爱隔绝。
Nothing will separate me from the love of Jesus Christ.
啊，所以我们对耶稣基督有正确的认识啊。
So it's important for us to have an accurate understanding of Jesus Christ.
这才能够真正建立我们的信仰，让我们一辈子永远不会离开主。
Because but only by doing so, we may have our faith may be rooted properly, and we'll never leave the Lord all our life.
先住在我们一生当中啊，我们无论要为主耶稣做什么事情，我们都会甘心乐意。
So that through all lives, whenever we do holy work and serve Him, we will do so with a willing heart.
我们先谈耶稣基督的名字跟他的身份。
So let's first talk about the name of Jesus Christ and His status.
耶稣这个名字是神的名字。
The name of Jesus is God's name.
主耶稣出生的时候啊，借着天使把他起的。
The angels had chosen this name for Jesus when he was born.
这耶稣的名字在旧约时代就在希伯来话就是跟旧约时代的耶稣亚同样的意义。
And the name of Jesus actually has the same meaning as the name of Joshua.
神是我的救主。
That is, Jehovah is the Savior.
所以耶稣这个是名字。
So Jesus is the name.
基督这是职分。
And Christ is a title.
我曾经在台湾看过一个教会，一个教派，一个宗教，可以算宗教，叫做五教合一。五种大的宗教合在一起。
When I was in Taiwan, I actually have seen a denomination that its doctrines are basically five major denominations put together into one.
因为他们说啊，每一个宗教都有他的主张啊，大家合在一起，大家互相攻击来攻击去。
And their point was that we have so many denominations and we tend to rebuke each other and argue.
因为宗教引起很多的纠纷，引起很多的战争。
And because of religion, there have been many wars and troubles in this world.
所以最好啊，每一个宗教啊，大家都能够联合起来。
And so they decided that it'd be a good idea to combine the religions together into one.
有些人是这样的思想。
And so some people think of it that way.
他们这个宗教就是这样说啊，不管是佛教也好，回教也好，基督教也好，统统联合起来。
And so their idea was that whether you're Muslim or if you are Buddhist or Christian, it doesn't matter. We all unite in one.
当然他们其实他们也有很多的偶像啊，他。那个不是纯粹的一般的基督教啊。
And because they actually had quite a few idols, you cannot say that they're a Christian church.
很多的神像。
They had many images of gods.
他们雕刻一个叫做耶稣的像，另外雕刻一个叫做基督的像。
And so they actually had one statue that was the image of Jesus, and another statue that was the image of Christ.
因为实际上他们对耶稣基督并不了解。
And in reality, they really didn't understand Jesus Christ.
以为耶稣是一个，基督是一个。
They considered Jesus as one being and Christ as another.
即使耶稣是名字，基督是职分。
In actuality, Jesus is the name of the person and Christ is his title.
基督本来的意思就是受膏者。
And the meaning of Christ is the one who is anointed.
在希伯来话就是弥赛亚。
And in Hebrew, it is called Messiah.
古时候旧约时代啊，旧约时代以色列当中啊，他们有三种人要受膏。
In the Old Testament, in the Israelite community, there are three posts to which a person must be anointed into.
一个就是先知，一个是祭司。
And the three posts are prophet, priest, and king.
因为耶稣基督啊，他是一个社高者，他具备有三样的职分。
Because Jesus was anointed, he actually plays these three posts.
他一方面是先知，也是祭司，也是君王。
He is at the same time the prophet, a priest, and a king.
亚伯拉罕是不是先知？
Is Abraham a prophet?
那亚伯拉罕是先知的，请举手。
If you think Abraham is a prophet, please raise your hand.
亚伯拉罕是不是先知？
Is Abraham a prophet?
怎么只有两三个人举手啊？
How come only two or three people just raised their hand?
亚伯拉罕是先知啊。
Abraham is a prophet.
因为圣经里面有创世纪里面。
It says so in Genesis.
神不是对亚比米勒说啊，说亚伯拉罕是先知啊，所以你要找他来帮你祷告啊。
Didn't God say to Abimelech, "You, Abraham is a prophet, so you must ask him to pray for you"?
摩西是不是先知？
Is Moses a prophet?
是不是？
Is he?
摩西是不是先知？是的，举手。
If you think Moses is a prophet, please raise your hand.
哦，举这样，举高一点。
You raise your hand higher.
摩西是不是先知？
Is Moses a prophet?
记在哪里？
Where does it say so?
记在哪里？ 摩西是不是先知？
Where does it record that Moses is a prophet?
摩西是先知。
Moses is a prophet.
好多地方都有记嘛。
And it's actually recorded in multiple places.
何西阿书里面不是说， 神借着先知把以色列人从埃及带出来吗？
And Hosea, he writes that God used the help of a prophet to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
以色列人借着先知得到保全啊。And
that the Israelites were secured by the guidance of a prophet.
在生命记里面说，神还要兴起一位先知像摩西啊。
And in Deuteronomy, God says that he will also raise up a prophet like Moses.
我们看生命记18章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 18.
生命记18章啊。
Deuteronomy chapter 18.
第几节找到没有？
Can you guys find the verse?
生命记18章。
Deuteronomy chapter 18.
先看15节，15。
It's verse 15.
主你的神要从你们弟兄中兴给你们兴起一位先知向我，你们要听从他，对不对？再来看18节。
Let's also look at verse 18.
这神对我说啊，你。 他们所说的是18节说，我必在他们弟兄当中给他兴起一位先知向你，我要将当说的话传给他，他要将一切所吩咐的都传给你们。好，所以摩西是先知。So
from this passage we can say that Moses is a prophet.
神也透过摩西说啊，要兴起一位先知向他。
And God has said through Moses that he will raise up a prophet just like him.
所以施洗约翰在传道里的时候，很多人就问他说：“你是不是那一位？是不是那一位先知？”
And so when John the Baptist was baptizing, some people would ask him, "Are you that prophet?"
因为犹太人对圣经很熟啊。
Because the Jewish people were very familiar with the scripture.
他们知道说啊，有一位大先知要来。
And so because they were that familiar, they knew that a great prophet would be coming.
但是约翰说，不是我啦。
But John the Baptist said, it's not me.
在我以后来的，那个能力比我大，我跟他解鞋带都不配。
The one that comes after me, who is greater than me, whose thongs and thongs of the sandals I'm not willing to tie, he is the one.
所以他们就问他说，那你既然不是那位先知啊，那你怎么在跟人家洗礼？
And so they would say to John, if you're not that prophet, then why are you baptizing people?
你到底是谁？
Who are you?
啊，约翰说，我就是那个旷野的声音呢。
And John said, I am the voice calling in the desert.
啊，主是替他做开路先锋的。
And I am just paving the road for him.
啊，那个旷野的声音记在哪里？预言在以赛亚书的40章。
And the prophecy about the voice in the desert is recorded in Isaiah chapter 40.
所以耶稣是先知。
So Jesus is a prophet.
啊，先知的工作是做什么？
And what is the work of a prophet?
先知有什么工作？
What are their duties and tasks?
Ryan. 传达神的话，这是第一个。
Deliver the words of God, to preach the word of the Lord.
啊，传达好信息，传达福音。
And to preach the gospel and the good news.
啊，先知是传讲预言，还没有到的事情，你就先讲了。
And prophets often prophesy, speaking of things that have yet to happen.
先知另外一个就是向罪人传警告。
And another task of the prophet is to preach the warning to sinners.
处置人的罪，啊，促进他们悔改。
And to point out their sins so that they can repent and turn to the Lord.
所以耶稣具备先知的职分。
So Jesus took on the role of a prophet.
我们看约翰福音十二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章的四十九节。
John chapter 12 verse 49.
十二章四十九节。
John chapter 12 verse 49.
找个名单哦。Joyce Liang from Hillsboro， 请你读一下好吗
？Could you please read？
所以做先知就是说，神把话语传给他，然后他把这个话语传达给百姓，这是先知的工作。
So the work of a prophet is that God speaks to the prophet, and then the prophet preaches this news to the rest of the congregation.
耶稣说：“我不是凭着自己讲，是那个差我来的，神叫我来，他把话语教导我，我就把它传出来。”
So Jesus says that I do not speak of my own accord, but the Father who sent me commanded me.To say certain things.
哦，我们再看马太福音二十四章。
Let's also look at Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音二十四章啊，其实圣经里面啊，主耶稣讲到很多的预言。
Actually, Jesus spoke many prophecies as recorded in the New Testament.
哦，二十四章的二十五节。
If you look at Matthew chapter 24, verse 25.
他说：“看呐、啊，我预先都告诉你们呐、啊，很多还没有发生的事情啊，主耶稣都先讲，讲出来。
Many of the things that have not happened yet, Jesus had already spoke of them.
啊，他也向世人传警告哈。
And so he is preaching a warning to the people of the earth.
他说：你们如果不听我的话，你们将来会死在罪中。
He says that if you do not listen to my words and my teachings, then you will die in sin.
所以到处指出人所犯的罪，促进人悔改。
And so he will point out the many sins of people, encouraging them to repent.
所以以西结书的第三章里面说啊，这个先知就是一个守望者。
And so in Ezekiel chapter 3, he says that this prophet is like a watcher in the tower.
古时候在打仗的时候，有人站在高高的塔上面。
In the old times when they used to fight, there would be someone that sat in the very tall tower.
当然可以看得很远。
And because he was so high up, he could see very far.
所以敌人来了以后，他就赶快要吹号。
So as soon as he could spot the enemy, he would blow the trumpet.
他说百姓就开始有准备。
And so the people would begin to prepare for battle.
他说这个守望者啊，如果看到敌人来，当不吹号。
So if this man on the watchtower and he sees the enemy coming but does not blow the trumpet.
啊，百姓被杀了，他有责任。
And the people are killed, then he is responsible for their
death. 如果他吹号了，大家都不准备啊，没有警觉心呐、啊，就失败了，他就没有责任。
But if he does blow the trumpet in warning and the people hear the trumpet and do not prepare themselves and they die, he is not responsible for their deaths.
看到百姓犯罪了，先知如果没有警戒他们。
If he sees the people sinning and he does not warn them,
啊，后来这些百姓啊，死在最终啊，这个祭司，这个先知就负责任。
And later on, these people die because of their sin. Then the blame lays on the prophet.
啊，假如说啊，他已经传了警告，但是大家不悔改啊，将来这个罪就个人自己承担。
But if he does preach the warning to these people and they do not repent and they die of their own sins, then that is their own
doing. 所以这是都是先知的工作。
So these are all the tasks and duties of a prophet.
其实耶稣来到世界上就是尽了这个先知的职分。
And so when Jesus came to this world, he was a prophet and he did these things.
耶稣有祭司的职分。
Jesus also has the title of a priest.
以色列的祭司要从哪一个支派出来？
In Israel, which tribe from do,
利未支派
which tribe do the priests must have to be from? And that
耶稣是哪一个支派的？
What tribe was Judah was Jesus from?
犹大支派。
He was from the tribe of Judah.
啊，那在世界上的时候，他有没有到圣殿里面去献祭？
And while he was on the earth, did he go into the temple to make sacrifices?
有没有？有啊。有没有？有的说有，有的说摇头。耶稣有没有到圣殿里面去献祭烧香？
Did Jesus ever enter the temple to offer sacrifices and burn incense?
有没有？
Has he ever done that?
做祭司要献祭烧香啊，他有没有？
Priest, the task of a priest is to make sacrifices and burn incense. Has Jesus done this?
有没有？他不是利未支派，他也没有到圣殿里面去献祭烧香。为什么说他是祭司？
Jesus is not from the tribe of Levi, and he does not offer sacrifices or burn incense in the temple. So why do we say he's a priest?
但是圣经里面很清楚讲，耶稣是大祭司。
The Bible clearly tells us that Jesus is the high priest.
他为什么能够，他犹大支派为什么能够成为大祭司？
He's from the tribe of Judah. How can we call him the high priest?
Kate, 从那个你是伊丽莎白还是 Hisboro 啊？为什么耶稣为什么能够成为大祭司？啊？
因为死在十字架上。
死在十字架上，旁边有两个强盗啊，也死在十字架上啊。他们是不是大祭司？
His answer was, Jesus died on the cross for us, so he can be called a high priest. But at the same time, there are two criminals that were nailed on the cross with him. So how come they're not high priests?
我们来看诗篇的一百十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 110.
诗篇一百十篇。
Psalm 110.
第四节
Verse 4，
一百十篇的第四节，神已经起了誓，绝不后悔，说你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。这是预言到主耶稣要做大祭司。
Psalm 110 verse 4 is a prophecy about how Jesus will be the high priest.
那我再请问一下，谁叫做麦基洗德？
So I'm going to ask you now, who is Melchizedek?
麦基洗德是谁？
Who is Melchizedek?
Yahshua Lin, Garden Grove. Yeah. 圣经记在哪里？麦基洗德。
Where does the Bible record of a person named Melchizedek?
创世纪哈，创世纪亚伯拉罕的时候有一个麦基洗德出来，对不对？有没有
？Genesis, there was a person named Melchizedek that came out to meet up with Abraham.
十四章的时候不是有一场大仗吗
？In Genesis 14, wasn't there a great battle?
有四个王跟五个王打仗。
There were four kings that fought against five kings.
啊，因为罗德啊，亚伯拉罕的侄儿罗德住在索多玛，结果被抓去了。财产被抢走了。
And Abraham's nephew Lot happened to be in the city of Sodom, and he was captured.
亚伯拉罕一听到以后啊，带着三百十八个牧羊人啊，就一直追啊。
And as soon as Abraham heard of this, he took his 318 shepherds and pursued them.
后来 经过了巴勒斯坦地哦，已经超过巴勒斯坦地了，结果把敌人杀败，把所有的财物、人口统统抢回来。
They had chased them through the land of Palestine, and when they finally caught them, they fought with the enemy and rescued all the people.
啊，当时有两个王出来，对不对？
At that time, two kings came to meet him.
啊，一个就是索多玛王啊。
The first king that came to meet him was this king of Sodom.
财产都给你。
He said, "You can have all the things, all the wealth."
亚伯兰说不要，不是我的东西我就不要。
And Abraham said, "If it's not my things, if they are not my objects, then I don't want them."
另外一个王叫什么王？
And who was the other king that came to meet him?
撒冷王。
And this was king of Salem.
撒冷王就是在那个耶路撒冷哦，耶路撒冷是很早以前的一个城哦。
Jerusalem or Salem was a very old city.
撒冷本身就是平安的意思。
Salem means peace.
啊，就是霞龙哦，他们犹太人在跟人家请安叫霞龙，霞龙就是平安的意思。
Like the word shalom that the Jewish people say to each other, which means peace.
啊，这个麦基洗德就是那个撒冷王。
And so Melchizedek was the king of Salem.
啊，他就来跟亚伯拉罕讲几句话。
And he came out and said a few things to Abraham.
他说是至高的神把敌人交在你的手里。
He says the God Most High delivered your enemies into your hand.
意思告诉他说，你这一次打胜仗不是靠你有办法，神帮助你得胜的。
And he meant to, what he was trying to say was that you have been victorious in this battle because God was with you.
啊，所以亚伯拉罕就把他所得到的十分之一啊，就献给麦基洗德。
And so Abraham gave him a tenth of everything.
啊，圣经里面说这个麦基洗德是至高神的祭司。
The Bible says that Melchizedek is the God, is the priest of God Most High.
啊，所以还没有亚伦呐，还没有立位支派的时候啊，就已经有神的祭司麦基洗德了。
So before Israel even existed, before there was even a tribe of Levi, Melchizedek was already the priest of God Most High.
所以虽然后来的律法规定说啊，立位支派亚伦的祖先做大祭司。
So even though later on the law, Moses stated that the descendants of Aaron in the tribe of Levi can be priests.
那是按照律法的条例下来。
These are the priests according to the law.
但是耶稣做大祭司啊，他不是按照这个亚伦的后裔来的。
But Jesus was not a priest because was not a priest because he was of the line of Aaron.
所以神特别启示立的，他要按照麦基洗德的这个等次。
Jesus was of the priestly line of Melchizedek, who was chosen by God.
所以在希伯来书的五章、六章、七章啊，特别讲到说，耶稣做大祭司的职分啊，比亚伦的职分更美。
In Hebrews chapter 5-7, it talks about how the priesthood of Jesus Christ is more wonderful than that of the priesthood of Aaron.
因为他是按照麦基洗德的等次。
Because Jesus was a priest in the line of Melchizedek.
因为麦基洗德存在的时候，亚伦还没有出生啊，立位也还没有啊。
Because when Melchizedek existed, the Aaron and the Levites did not even exist.
啊，麦基洗德做大祭司的时候啊，他还为亚伯拉罕祝福。
And when Melchizedek was a priest, he blessed Abraham.
因为位分大的给位分小的祝福。
And the way it goes is that one who is of a higher status can bless one of a lower status.
啊，他还接受亚伯拉罕给他的十分之一。
And he even accepted a tenth of the tithe from Abraham.
所以麦基洗德这个大祭司的职分啊，这个祭司的职分比亚伦的职分更美。
And so this is why the priesthood of Melchizedek surpasses that of the priesthood of Aaron.
所以耶稣做大祭司啊，不是按律法不是立位的祖孙，而是按照麦基洗德的等次。
So Jesus was a priest not by the line of Aaron through the law, but he was a priest in the line of Melchizedek.
麦基洗德啊，圣经里面没有记载他的出生父母，他的身份背景。
In the Bible, it does not say much about Melchizedek's life and his birth.
啊，这是来预表耶稣基督啊，他是无生之始、无命之终的神。
And so this is a prefiguration how Jesus does not have a beginning nor an end.
说他要永远做大祭司啊，不更换的。
That he will be a high priest forever.
所以 利未的祖孙啊，亚伦人在做大祭司啊，那么活几年以后就死掉，死掉就换人了。
When the priests in the line of Aaron, when they got old and they died, they would change priests.
耶稣基督做大祭司是永远不更换的。
But Jesus Christ, because he is the high priest, he will never die.
那这个大祭司本来都是要到圣殿里面哦，一年一次，带着牛羊的血进到至圣所。
The task of a high priest is to enter the Holy of Holies once a year with the sacrifice to make atonement.
他把血啊洒在那个祭坛上面，把那施恩座上面。
And he would take the blood of the sacrifice and sprinkle it on the mercy seat.
所以当大祭司都要有所献，都要献上礼物。
And so all who are high priests must offer a sacrifice.
耶稣献什么？
What did Jesus offer?
耶稣是献上自己的身体，献上自己的宝血。
Jesus sacrificed his own body and his own blood.
所以不像一般的祭司是献牛献羊。
So he is unlike the other priests who offer sacrifices of sheep and lamb.
他说他不是进到地面上的圣所，而是进到天上的至圣所。
And he did not enter the Holy of Holies on the earth, but he entered the sanctuary in heaven.
所以地面上这个圣殿啊，这个会幕啊，圣所只是天上圣所的一种预表。
And so the tabernacle and the temple and the Holy of Holies is simply a prefiguration of what is really in heaven.
所以耶稣是做大祭司。
So Jesus is our high priest.
祭司的另外一个工作就是做神跟百姓之间的中保。
And another task of a priest is to act as a mediator between God and the congregation.
来替百姓祈求。
And to intercede for the people.
所以希伯来书七章二十五节说啊，耶稣基督现在还在天上，因为救恩还没有完成，所以还是不断的继续为圣徒代求。
And so in Hebrews chapter 7 verse 5 it says that Jesus is continuously interceding for us in heaven.
所以有时候你在祷告当中觉得说我自己一个人啊，好像很孤单，没有伴，没有力量。
So sometimes when you pray, and you might feel that you're praying alone and that no one's helping you and that you're lacking in strength.
但是你要知道耶稣是大祭司，他永远活着在天上继续为我们祷告。
But please keep in mind that Jesus Christ is the high priest and he is constantly praying for us in heaven.
所以我们的祷告不孤单啊。
So when we are praying, we're not actually alone.